Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi there, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Longer Monday podcast. So why not settle back and listen and learn some English language and increase your fluency by listening to me speaking? Also, you'll get some help with pronunciation today in this podcast. What would be really useful, particularly if you find this one difficult, is to go to our website at adeptenglish.com and have a look at the transcript for this podcast. It may help your understanding of what I'm going to say. One of the things which we are sometimes asked about at Adept English is, how can I improve my pronunciation? How can I sound more like an English person? Well, one of the things which English speakers do, which makes them sound English speaking or like natives, which you may not notice at first, we put stress on particular parts of a word. So, a couple of bits of vocabulary first, things you may not know. When I say stress on a part of a word, that's S-T-R-E-S-S, and it means that we emphasise parts of a word and not others. And each part of a word, each sound in a word, is called a syllable. That's S-Y-L-L-A-B-L-E, syllable. So, for example, the word car has one syllable. The word menu has two syllables. The word happiness has three syllables. And the word television has four syllables. Hopefully, that gives you an idea what a syllable is. The word syllable has three syllables in it. So we put stress, we put emphasis on certain syllables of words. For example, if I say aeroplane, the stress in this word is on the first syllable, aeroplane. If we say England or rainy, you'll notice that once again the stress is on the first syllable of the word. We don't say England or rainy. It's England and rainy. So you'd have to learn where the stress is for every English word which has more than one syllable. I guess you do, but it's not as difficult as that. One of the advantages of learning through listening, like you do with Adept English, is that by the time you've heard an English word pronounced 40 times with the correct stress that an English person would use, well, you'll probably automatically say it the same way yourself. And it may start to sound wrong to you too if someone says the word differently with the wrong stress. If this is the case, then as I said above, go to adeptenglish.com and look at the transcript, because I've put the stress syllables in capital letters in the transcript to make it easier for you. But Adept English is always looking to give you a helping hand, a shortcut if you like. If you've done our 7 Rules of Adept English course, then you'll know that the helping hand is part of Rule 6. So there are some simple rules about stress on words, which you can bear in mind. They're not right 100% of the time, but they'll give you a good idea. So, for example, where you have a noun, so that's a person, place or thing word, a word that you can put a or the in front of. Usually nouns have the stress on the first syllable. So examples of this are jacket, not jacket. Shopping, not shopping. Travel, not travel. Dictionary, not dictionary or dictionary. They would sound really weird. Airport, not airport. Station, not station. Europe, not Europe. Do you get the idea? It's actually quite hard for me to say them incorrectly with the stress on the wrong syllable. There are some words in English where there is a choice. You can say television, or you can say television, but you wouldn't say television or television. It's really hard for me to say them wrong. It's just so automatic. So television or television, either of those is okay. And another rule for adjectives, it tends to be the same. The emphasis is on the first syllable. So we'd say happy, not happy. We'd say yellow, not yellow. Clever, not clever. Wonderful, not wonderful or wonderful. So probably 80% of the time with nouns and adjectives, you'll be okay with the stress on the first syllable of the word. There's another, adjectives. That's a noun. But there are always words which break the rule. So if you make the noun adjective into an adjective, it becomes adjectival. Can you hear that the stress is on the third syllable there? So there are always words which break the rules. And this different stress often happens when you make a noun into an adjective or a noun into a verb. Now, generally speaking with verbs, so if you remember, verbs are doing words, the emphasis is on the second syllable more often, if there are two. So verbs like to begin, to arrange, to decide. Where a noun and a verb have the same spelling, you can often tell the difference because of the different stress. So examples of these words like object, that's O-B-J-E-C-T. An object is a thing, usually a physical thing, a pen, a ruler, a book, a car, they're objects. But if you turn to the verb with the same spelling, that's to object. See that you can hear the stress is on the second syllable. So to object means that you don't like something. So Donald Trump objected to a reporter's questions. Another one that you may have come across is present and present. So the first one, present, means either now, the present moment, or present can mean a gift, like a Christmas present or a birthday present. Whereas to present means you're going to stand up and talk to a group of people, or you're going to give a presentation. So notice again, when that becomes presentation, the emphasis is on the third syllable. So there are some rules with this and some patterns. Another one is the pronunciation of subjects. Say, like the things that you might learn at school. So geography, photography, sociology, psychology. Where the word comes from Greek, so ends in graphy or ology, like these words do, the emphasis is on the syllable just before that ending. So again, geography, photography, sociology, psychology. This may seem like a lot to remember, and I don't want you to leave you with the idea that you have to learn all the different stress syllables for all the different English words. It's just something to start to be aware of if you want to sound more like an English speaker. So perhaps helps you to notice where the stress is in a new word. But bear in mind too, like many other aspects of learning English, the best way to learn is to listen to lots of authentic spoken English by English speakers, and it will become automatic for you too, You'll just end up saying the word with the correct stress because you've heard it like that lots of times. You've heard it said like that lots of times. This is another thing which native English speakers are barely aware of. They just do it automatically. Nobody makes a mistake on this. They just get it right automatically. And that's because they've learned through listening. So there's no reason why you can't do the same thing too. Anyway, I hope that at least makes you more aware of stresses in words. Even if I've not attempted to cover the whole topic, that would be too long. I think bite-sized pieces are more digestible. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.